Okay, folks, let's begin our, reconvene our meeting. We are at agenda item 17, I believe, irrigated lands regulatory update?
Public forum.
Public forum, thank you, Angela, for reminding me of that. Public forum. If there's any member of the public that wishes to address the board on any item not on the agenda, please come forward. I have just Mr. Schimmick's card at this point. Mr. Schimmick, come forward. I'm not plugged in.
Technical problem again?
Yeah.
We tried. I can tell you a story later. That's why we're moving, jump here.
Mr. Schimmick, go ahead.
There we go.
You mean the on switch is all that was needed? But is it lighting up there?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay. Three minutes.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. There we go. Mr. Schimmick.
Hi there. My name is Steve Schimmick with the Otter Project in Monterey, Coastkeeper. As always, I realize that all you guys are volunteers. Thank you for your service. I'd like to quickly review, and I will get to a point, but I'm going to wander a little bit. I want to talk about some of the issues going on in the lower Salinas Valley and just kind of think about them just for a moment. First of all, there was the ag waiver. That's been a long process. You guys passed it on March 15th, 2012. It was then there were four petitions by ag, one by conservation. Now that's turned into a lawsuit, so it's you know moving its way along. Then there was there's desal on the Monterey Peninsula because the municipalities need more water. That's due to 9510, the cease and desist order from the State Water Board. There's numerous lawsuits over that, and to say that it's stalled is an understatement. Then there's the Salinas River Channel Maintenance Program, which has been argued about for a long time. The ag groups actually now have sent letters with basically a threat to sue Monterey County Water Resources Agency if they don't start doing something. And so that is essentially, you know, like at gridlock. And so, you know, everybody's punching at each other. I'm one of the people punching. And we're all still standing. And we're not getting anywhere. Ag wants water supply. And they don't really care that it's at drinking water standard or not. In other words, I've actually heard them say nitrates are good because they can cut down on their fertilizer costs. And they want flood control. The municipalities, they want clean water supply. The agencies and many of the organizations, they want water flow and water quality. So therein lies the problem. There is no common ground between what people want. And so the only way to get what we want is then to battle each other and say, okay, you know, let's keep battling. So what we need is the big idea. I have been meeting with some of the largest growers in the Salinas Valley recently, not their surrogates, but with the growers themselves. And we are trying to come up with a big idea. We are trying. The problem is many of these people, they don't want to step out in front. They just really don't want to lead. So there's this just growing realization that we need this big idea. And there's this growing realization that the only way that we're going to get some movement is if we start solving each other's problems. And what I mean by that is ag is going to have to become invested in water quality, and the organizations like mine are going to have to become invested in water supply and flood control. That's the only way that it's going to work. But there is a disincentive to take these projects piecemeal. because why should I agree to Salinas River Channel maintenance and not get any water quality benefits in return? There is no benefit to taking these issues piecemeal. It begs a big idea, and that's what we're trying to move towards.
Can you wrap it up, Mr. Simic?
And this gets me to the point. I do fear that the March workshop that is planned is going to aggravate the problem, not help it. What we don't need right now is a bunch of people driven back into their corners, spouting basically their positions as opposed to thinking about the big idea. And the big idea is a discussion that's going to grow from a small group of people meeting quietly and then moving ahead with that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Does anyone else wish to address the board on any item not on the agenda? Okay. That's... Come on up.
If you could fill out a card when you're done.
Hi there. Thank you. My name is Abby Taylor Silva with the Grower Shipper Association of Central California, based in Salinas. I am sitting in the same rooms as Mr. Simic, and just so that you're aware, I mean, the growers, I will say, but on behalf of most, if not all, of my members, are very concerned about water quality as well. And the river is a very important issue and discussion, and it's the lifeline for much of our industry. And the flooding that could occur with this river is of extreme importance, and not only to agriculture. I think you are all, of course, aware, but the infrastructure that could be taken out if the river floods is going to be severe. And we are basing that on not only the 95 and the 98s, but just what we know that even this coming winter is looking at like it could be one of the biggest flood years we've seen in quite a while. So the water quality issues, of course, are of extreme priority to us, especially if the river floods and pulls back sewage and topsoil, which will not only be an extreme loss to the growers. I have a member who had 4 feet of topsoil lost on 12 acres in the last flood. It's an issue for that grower, but it's also an issue for the Monterey Bay Marine Sanctuary when all that sediment goes into it. So we're focused on that as well. And we, in the last meeting that we had, my suggestion was that we come together and actually look at a facilitation much like Action Pajaro Valley did, I think about a decade ago, and look at bringing diverse stakeholders together so that we can find some of that common ground. So I just wanted to mention that Ag is fully vested in doing that and that we're looking forward to your March meeting and having further discussions. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, let's move to agenda item 17. Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program Update.